Zohar Parshas Paroscha, Kof Yisrael, Day 2, an excerpt from 158. Yitzchak Pasach, Yitzchak opened the discourse, Ksiv is written, Bobo Panisi, Bais Vulach, I certainly built a dwelling place, a house for you, Machon Nishivtecha Olamim, a place for you to dwell forever. Bais Vul, dwelling place, a house, Vadai most certainly. Kadis Paktu Biyadoha, Kol Ginzei Malka, when it's given into her hand, all the treasures of the king, referring to the Shekhinah, when it gets the lights of the spheres above, the Shaltabu reigns upon it, so it has even the jurisdiction of the Shekhinah to give to the world. Kedin Nikri Vaisvul, then it's called dwell house, a dwelling place. Rekia Chad East Nikri Zvul, there's one heaven that's called Zvul, this special dwelling. Dohado Ashkach Lakablo Bechoin, all this is found to receive blessings. The Sadra Kulan to arrange everything. It's like the Yisod, which is nice for the Malchus. Why Ikri Beis Vul? It's called a house, which is Malchus Vul, dwelling place Yisod. This unification gives blessing to the worlds. Tachazi, come and see. Ksiv, it's written. Luzvulun, Omar, Tizvulun, it says, Smach Zvulun V'seisecha. Rejoice, Zvulun, you're going out. Yisachar V'olech, and Yisachar in your tent. So the Zohar is jamming on the word Zvul, which comes from like the name of the tribe Zvulun. Malamed, we learn, Nishtatfu Kachada, that they made a partnership together. Do'apik, this one out waged war, referring to Zvulun. He waged the monetary war of going into the world and doing business, sailed the seas and dealt with merchandise and exchange, and bargaining. Vador, this one referring to Yisachar, Yosef, Eloi, Bereis, sat and spoke in the Torah. Vador, Yav, Chulka, Vador, this one gave a portion to that one. Yisachar was supported by Zvulun. Vachulke, the Zvulun, Yama, the portion of Zvulun is the sea. The Knesset Yisrael is Kor Yam, so the Knesset Yisrael, the Shekhinah is called the Kinneret Sea. Because behold, the tchelas, the blue dye for the strings of the tzitzis and for using the garments of the Kohanim in the temple, comes from there. Who has explained all the satak, the governor, that behold, below is the same vein as above. Yam Kinneres La'ela, the Kinneres Sea is above, referring to Malchus of Atzilus. Yam Kinneres La'ela, the Kinneres Sea below, connecting with that. Tchelas La'ela, the tchelas comes from it. Is the color, the light of the Malchus of Atzilus above, Tchelus of Lelos Satan, we have the blue dye for the Tzitzis beneath. Kula Basichan, it's all in one place, drawing from that spiritual root. Valdo, because of this, Yoris Vulin, the Mepach Lagoch HaKwaba. Vulin inherited, meaning a portion, to go out and do war, to wage war, to subjugate the negative energies around the sparks of Kedusha that fell into negative places, around the Malchus, and to fish to bring the Malchus out of the negative energies. We know in the Hachihu, and from where we know this, thus it is, Dixiv, and we know it's like this, Dixiv, it's written, in the Brach of Zvulun, it continues, Amim Harikra'u, people called it a mountain. Sham Yizbechu Zivchei Tzedek, there they sacrifice righteous sacrifices. Zivchei Tzedek, rather, certainly sacrifices of Tzedek, Tzedek, righteousness is a turn for the Malchus, showing the Zvulun was rectifying the Malchus and raising it out of the jurisdiction and the hold of the negative energies. My time was the reason, Ki Shefa Yamim Naku, because they are nourished from the flow of the seas, from the Malchus of Atzilus. Yisachar, his brother Yisachar, Yichulke Bereisa, his portion is in the Torah, which is Tiferes of Atzilus. V'yav Zvulun Yichulke Bereisa, but he certainly gave to Zvulun a portion of the Torah, shined him the mouth, because Zvulun supported Yisachar from his Malchus connection from below to above, so Yisachar gave Zvulun the Tiferes light from above to below, the light of the Torah. Baldoya, this was in their soul root. Baldoya, because of this, Yishtachu Kachar, they became partners as one. Yisbrachu Zvulun Yisachar, to his wound to be blessed from Yisachar. The Birchasa Diraisa, he Birchasa the Kul. It's a blessing of the Torah, it's a blessing of all. Rabbi Abba Omar, Rabbi Abba says, Achsonas Diraisa Vadei Hachihu. The inheritance of the Torah certainly is like this. To Dagador, as he saw on this level, the sixth level, Yoav Agar, Oris, or Achsin Law, gives reward, inheritance to her, look necessary to the Shekhinah. Achsin Chivra Litchelta. Herod's white to the Tchelas to the blue, which means the light of the Tiferes and the Sirius above to the Tchelos to the Malchus. Well, so because of this, to noon we learned that a person can start saying the morning Shema after dawn when it begins to come enough light, Mishiyakir ben Tchelos 11, from the time that he can distinguish between blue and white in the Tzitzis, the blue threads and the white threads. So one of the rabbis give this sign because spiritually the level of saying Shema, which declares our faith, is when there's enough daylight. We can recognize Hashem so much to distinguish between these levels and see the one given to the other. And again, drawing from the light of Tiferes and Malchus, which unifies to reveal Hashem's presence in the universe. Dishamodin Gavuni, that the colors are known, means the spheres, divine attributes, we see Hashem's qualities. expressing the universe. Because then it's called morning, when people's eyes are opened up and it's broken forth the morning of their consciousness. Gives birth to recognize Hashem and His attributes and seeing everything in the world happening to him. He says, the Kesef Shem Tov is all expression of divine attributes. So what's going on? Difficult things, good things, people trying to win over each other, people giving in. It's all expression of the divine attributes. Chivra Asi La'alma, whiteness comes to the world. The Chesed is Cheltis Aber, and the Tchelis, the judgment, is passes away. Although because of this, Kol Kroven the Malka, all the wars of the king, the Kol Zayni Malka, and all the species of the king, all the different approaches, the attributes. We thought it's Masan Smana given to hands, the hands of the Shekhinah, to express, given over to the universe. Well, Kimmel has explained this idea of the Shekhinah, that through it, the Hashem is present, expressing in the world everything.